what movie we were watching in Shutter Harbor. Oh, I think it was the Halloween 2007. Thank you, Fertilla, for that choice. And but thankfully, it was the well, you had to go out looking like the finest piece of ass in all of California on Saturday night. So you were too good for us, I understand. And somehow the conversation we started talking. Oh, they said something about Sherry Moon's boobs. And I was like, you wouldn't be saying that if you had seen mine. And Chris is like, agreed. That's like, yeah, they are quite fluffy. I was like, yeah, where did you go Saturday night looking so fine?
Oh, we're recording now. Are you going to be, what do you call that? Is it your turn to edit? There we go. That's the word I was thinking of.
Sure, I can edit.
Okay. Well, I don't want any of this to go on the air.
Oh, then we'll talk about it after.
Okay.
Welcome back to Horror and Heels. You have Alicia and you have
Jen.
Yes, look, see, now guys, I was going to try to be Matt and Drew over at the Post Credit Podcast professional. You guys are right. They've got facts, they got things written down on pads. But then I started a movie in which one of the main characters' names is Muffy. I can't go from there. Okay. I just
Muffy. Yeah.
Muffy. I think was one of them.
Like Kit and Archie.
It's just a lot of rich, white, just all the just white people.
Preppy names.
Rich, white. Well, they were from Vassar. And Vassar in the 80s, so there were just three token African-Americans on the campus at that point. These kids didn't know them. And
Chaz, Skip, good Lord, yeah.
Skip was the name I was trying to remember. Public service announcement. Don't love name it. Your children any okay. of these.
No, yeah. ever.
No. Because you know Kit is stupid for, like, kitten or something. It's... She shortened that to try to help herself. She didn't, but she tried.
Yeah, she tried. She tried it.
And these are the names of the 1987 April Fool's Day. And very interesting premise.
Yeah, 86, just throw it out there. I'm just throwing it out there because people come at you.
Who on this great planet has the cojones to come after
you? Me. No.
Listen, anybody besides Jen comes after me again, smacked like Chris Rock. I don't know what to tell you. Just whew, open-handed.
The opening was very slow. Like
very slow.
I didn't care about.
At first, I was like, oof, what have we gotten ourselves into?
Yeah.
Plus, like, we were going back and forth with some stupid, like, old-style exposition of a prop right. from back in the day with a weird jack-in-the-box. You see this girl setting up for her friends coming.
I missed all of that because I was, like, waiting for it to, for stuff to happen, and I was, like, looking at my phone.
They're just
and I was, like,
on that ferry pier for way too long.
Yeah.
It's Skiff or Riff or Mick or one of the stupid ones. It has a camera the whole time, and he acts like he's filming a docu-series. Dude, the real world will come out eventually. You don't got to get there first.
Oh, and Biff is in this from Back to the Future. I love Tom Wilson.
Yes, the only person of this movie to go on to do anything else. So
yeah. Well, Back to the Future. This was after Back to the Future, so that helped him out, I guess.
Well, doesn't he also do 2 and 3 though? He plays the bad guy in all.
Oh yeah, he's in all.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, and then so 2 would have been after 2 and 3. Yeah. Would have been after. Yeah. Okay.
He's an underrated actor, in my opinion. Because if you watch him in interviews, he is nothing like Biff. He's so, like, sweet and kind of goofy in, like, the cutest way.
Did you assume he would be like Biff. Like I said.
No. But I mean, like, he's, like, super, like, tough and badass as Biff. And it's just, like.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So he's not even, like, close to that. Like, he's so, like, unassuming and sweet. He seems like a sweet person when you watch his interviews.
Got you. By the way, I hate when you call me about solar panels. I don't want them. I don't need them. Just public service announcement. Also, I don't need a warranty on my car. I'm good.
Yeah, we can cut those out now.
We're done.
If I need you, I'm going to find you. Like,
does anybody, do they ever call and anybody's like, yeah, I really want that. I really want that. And I'm sorry,
I mean,
guys.
It
must work. I don't know. So we get to the island and it's a little fun. The house is beautiful. The land is gorgeous.
Skipped the whole knife throwing part.
No. We're on the ferry. The water is gorgeous.
You said we got to the house.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant we got to the ferry. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Then everybody's on the ferry.
Yeah.
As you can see, this is a very beautiful area. The land is beautiful. The properties surround. You can see some houses speckled that look, quite top notch. Yeah. Not a land of the poors.
Yeah, so you would not expect anything less from a Muffy.
No, you're right. A Muffy invites you to a house. You're assuming a private ferryman is taking you over there. Because that's what he says to them. He goes, no, I just handle these houses. Like, and at one point, one of them is running late. And he's like, I don't get paid overtime. You're ferrying today for Muffy's private party. Yeah. She'll pay you overtime.
I'm sure.
Calm down, sir. Calm down, good sir. And we'll come to your real role later. And I'm sure you were paid overtime for that, Millard.
Yeah.
So, moving on. Can I just call Biff at this point? Can we?
Yeah. I mean, his name was Archie, just for the record, but yeah, we'll call
him. So Archie and...
Actually, Biff kind of fits better for that crowd.
Yeah, I was going to say, Biff is the better name. So Archie and Muffy's cousin do this weird knife game thing.
He's playing around with the knife, and then Biff takes it, and he, like, looks like he's pissed, and he throws it.
Yeah.
Hits the guy in the stomach, and you're like, oh shit, he falls over. Two other guys are like, we'll save him. They jump in the water, only to find out it was in April. Which, to find out, it was a prank.
To be fair, with the name of this movie, I wholeheartedly assumed it was actually like a different movie name would not have given that away so easily.
Right. But it was for those two to have done that kind of.
Yes.
Frank, like, I was like, okay, that's a little much for us to believe that they pulled that off.
Yeah, those two. But we'll find out later how they mastermind that. And I find the reveal to be quite fun. I liked it. So, and then the boat hand jumps into the water to save him and says, no, I'll just do the rope from here.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't, good sir. There's no... There's no good way to do that.
Can't do it.
You wouldn't do that. But once again, things go poorly for him.
Yeah.
And he loses half a face.
Yeah, he gets squashed by the boat in the dock.
Squashed.
And yeah, his face, his shoulder looks messed up. They pull him out of the water. He's not dead.
They put him in the other boat, and the other boat rushes him to the marina. And I was like, don't know about that. Quite coincidental that other boat was there at the moment.
Yeah.
But then I don't think more about it because we get to the world's rickiest rich person pier I've ever seen in my life. Holy shit, you couldn't tie a banana to that thing. What was happening?
I was, they don't spend money on those kinds of things.
Apparently not. Because if your boat just goes away untethered in the wind, it's like my father had a boat growing up where we docked it. Like every 3 or 4 years, things would get remoored. Like the main docking area where we would stand on to get,
It's in water.
Like the main area where you would, I guess, put the boat in for the season constantly got refreshed, fresh wood. You can't just have that. That's no. But as you can see, this was a whole rickety operation because even as we started on this journey, the ferry, when it was pulling into port to get them, was hitting the plow piers, and the piers were cracking. I'm like, well, this is just a rickety operation. Things are not being maintained. That was my fear, you know. Growing up on an island, you clock nautical things very quickly. Yeah, and you're like, that one storm, you're all stuck on this island forever.
That needs to be looked at ASAP.
Yeah. And so I don't understand why, but they, well, I guess because they had luggage. They drive up to the house from the pier. Mm. But you see in later scenes that it's easily walkable. It's they keep walking up and down it, and down it. So, okay, I guess.
This was back when they didn't think these things through. It's the 80s.
They were just like, hey, Ford paid us.
Later.
They're like, Ford paid us for what is the word I'm looking for? A sponsorship.
Sponsorship, yeah.
And so we got to get a car in here somewhere. And that's what they did. They just plowed that bad boy in. My guess is it's because they had luggage and the princesses didn't want to carry.
Oh, that's true.
And one woman brought 17 bags of books to a weekend
party. For a weekend party.
Who invited you? Who invited you, ma'am? Because God, am I bored by you already.
and we love to read.
Any of your tits are bush in this movie, my sweet pet. None of yours.
Which actually, surprisingly, there weren't really any in this movie.
There were not. Shockingly, no. For the 80s. Yeah.
A lot of F-bombs, but no boobs.
No boobs. So we get up to the house. They're looking around it. It's large, folks. Muffy has set it right. She has set for a nice dinner party that evening. Well, when I say Muffy, I mean that lady we saw leave in Act One, who was like, there'll be no help once they get here. Are you sure you don't want me to stay? And she was like, no. And she's like, well, what if it goes badly? She's like, it has to go perfectly. We just assume she's a crazy party freak. We'll find out later what she wanted to go perfectly. But I do feel that scene worked well because it's planted in our mind that lady knows something's happening this weekend. Muffy knows something's happening this weekend. We as the audience don't. So what is that? So I did like that because it has to go well this weekend is not what you would say. You would say, I want the weekend to go well, not it. So what is it? So that was a good job, I thought, on the script writer's part.
Yeah.
I mean, I want this house.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't?
Great house.
Nice house. Listen, I say we get 40 of our 50 closest friends together and just buy it.
Buy a house? I mean, we could.
We all put in $500. Like.
Yeah, and there's room for all of us,
right? No, that's not how math works. I'm just saying. Not even putting in $1,000 each. That would only cost $40,000.
Yeah, no. Wow.
Welcome back to Alicia Can't Do Math. I'm your host, Alicia, and I can't do math.
The end. See you next week.
Although probably in 1986, that house did cost 40 grand. So. Yeah. She shows them all to the beautiful rooms. She has given the couple a very nice room, and that couple is fun. Sexually, she's the bawdy one of the group. Asking, I guess, Cosmopolitan sex survey.
Oh yeah,
sex quizzes. That was fun. Parts. And then we have the dinner party that went fun. They did the beautiful speech about friendship, etc. And they all kind of go to their respective rooms for the evening. And things start getting a little weird. Jen, you pick up from here.
Well, yeah, and they've already started set up that pranks are happening because they go do a cheers. Everyone's cup dribbles and Muffy goes, April Fools. And so you're like, okay, what is this bitch up to? But this is why I don't hang out with people like this. Like, I'd be like, no, I can't. I don't trust any of you. I do not hang out with people like this.
And by this, you mean annoying rich white people? Yes.
Or anyone who pulls pranks. Anyone who pulls pranks like that.
Could I just ask? I think the, like, movies and TV shows make pranks look like they happen a lot more often. Have you ever had somebody try to pull a prank on you?
No, because like I said, I don't hang out with those kind of people. So I don't know. Maybe they do exist.
But you would even think maybe in high school or like college, you know, people that you didn't really hang out with, but a kid in class thought it was funny. I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Never seen it. Even
pranks, though, I guess, especially in the 80s, like you said, they were huge pulling pranks.
They were huge. And we are children, like, of the 80s. I never had a prank pulled
on. Just like the quicksand and stop, drop, and roll. I thought I was going to be on fire a lot more. I thought I was going to deal with the Bermuda Triangle. Thought I was going to need to know how to get out of quicksand. There's a lot of stuff in the 80s we were worried about that we really didn't need to.
Quicksand is a real thing.
No, it is a real thing.
Not as prevalent as we were led to believe. I was, every time we were, the first time I went walking on the beach after the quicksand, like I saw a quicksand situation in a TV show. My dad's like, why are you walking weird? I'm like, well, I don't want to walk too heavy because what about the quicksand? And my dad's like, there's no quicksand here. Just walk like a human. What are you doing? Because I was like, I was about to do things with my feet. Oh, no, we're video now. So I would be like, I would step really forward and go with my foot so that if I felt like it was going to sink, I could pull it back. My dad's,
that's amazing.
I mean, he got out feelers for 1 second and made me stop. He was like, you're acting weird. there was other things. What else was we made to think was really going to affect us as children? So many things.
Yeah, like I said, the Bermuda Triangle, being on fire, stop, drop, and roll was huge.
I've personally been in the Bermuda Triangle. I've taken a nighttime boat ride through it. I'm still here to tell the tale.
Oh, well, there you go.
I wouldn't mind a visit from an alien, though. I mean, just saying.
That'd be kind of cool.
If...
Well, it depends on the alien.
Aliens are listening. And we know that you are because, you know, we aren't internationally ranked. So I'm going to assume that expands to all galaxies. Please, come hang out. I'm ready. I won't speak for Jen. I'll only speak for me. I am ready.
It depends on the alien. If you're a xenomorph, you can stay away. I'm good. E.T. alien? Yeah, maybe. I'm trying to think of what alien I wouldn't mind.
Alf? You would not?
Alf? No, Alf would be cool. Yeah.
Although you have cats. Little
problem. He lived with a cat.
He did. He
lived with a cat.
He has his trying to eat her. Apparently, they're rebooting Alf.
Of course they are. Not surprised.
Of course they are. I don't know why.
That's all they're doing now is just rebooting stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Moving forward. Jen and Alicia are not down with or friends with pranksters.
No. Don't do it. Nope. So at this point, you have to correct me if I'm wrong, because again, I was looking at my phone because this was such a slow start. I was like, when is this going to get good? I pay attention to the boat scenes, and then this is when the guy, what does he, go outside into the boathouse?
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
No, at this point, I think I might have been back on my
boat. Oh, no, wait. No, wait. they show the one couple in the room, like they're showing everybody like getting situated.
Oh, this was when the baby music started.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
The baby crying music.
And
which,
then,
once again, sound of a child or a baby, and I know there's no child or baby present. Not a way to get me to come out of my room.
Yeah. I'd be like, what weird-ass video is somebody watching? That would be right. Like, can somebody lower the volume on their weird-ass video? Like, that's my thought process there.
Yeah.
Because I know people say, like, oh, if a woman hears a baby crying. No, people, mm-mm. Women aren't stupid. It says, listen, granted, I'm walking down the street and I hear a kid crying. A kid could be there.
Right.
That's reasonable.
That makes
Once
sense.
Again, we're in this house. Nobody brought a baby. There's no baby.
So I know there's no baby. Yeah.
The baby didn't take the ferry over itself.
The adults barely got there.
Yeah, there was no baby.
If there is a baby there, it's an evil baby, and I have no business with it anyway.
That situation real quick. No pop.
So she goes to hear the crying baby, finds out it's a tape recording. What else happens? Oh, the one guy
finds the S&M stuff.
Yeah, the newspaper clippings in the bedroom, and Biff walks in on him.
Right.
And then, then at one point he walks in on the kinky couple. I had to rewind it because that position, I was like, how was that even? Did you see that?
Yeah, I gave it. No, I didn't rewind. I didn't care enough to rewind.
I did.
Rewinding would have been prolonging this movie. And at this point in the movie, I wasn't in yet.
Yeah, I wasn't either. But that scene, I was like, what in the heck? I needed to see how that. The logistics of that still could. I was like, all right, I don't think anything could actually happen there, but okay, for the sake of showing them as being super kinky, all right, we'll take it.
Right. Okay.
And still no boobs. A whole sex position in the scene and no boobs.
Well, you know,
crazy they were able to do that.
You know, things happen. So let's just fast forward to the next morning. We get downstairs and Muffy's acting a fool. He is acting a right fool. Doesn't have what she would consider or what she thinks would be proper dress for the morning. Her hair is woof, not good. Not
that puffy.
Oh
yeah.
I mean, we've all woken up like that. And not that I'm a married woman with a kid, I don't give a fuck. But if I had 7 people in my house, I'm running a brush through that. And then she runs upstairs away from everybody. From Clyde when she is caught looking. In a manner she would not want to be caught looking in. The hair aside, she was fully dressed. It's not like she was standing there in her bra and panties. She reacted, but once again, that's part of the whole long con that she's working that day.
Don't give that away yet.
They've seen the movie.
I know, but it's still fun for the storytelling's sake.
We feel differently about that, but moving on. Because really that's the only part of the movie I like, so I just want to get there and be done. It's honestly how I feel. So now they're playing, and 2 of them go down to the boathouse to have a little wanky wanky because the 27 bedrooms in the house weren't good enough for these two.
Not crazy enough, not wild enough.
And they think that they see Skip's body floating.
Creepy scene.
Floating in the waters.
And we're gonna have sex, like, on woods, like a dock type? Like, no.
And once again, we've already established this is not a well-made.
There's splinters aplenty, I'm sure.
Splinters. Girls, you do not want a splinter in your hoo-ha.
No.
I don't know what that feels like. And I
don't want to.
Go to my deathbed not knowing. Not knowing. Yeah, I mean, that one little... She had like a little wrap that she threw down. No, sweetie.
Yeah.
You would need an air mattress and pray it didn't pop to make that easy.
I was going
to
say, and even the air mattress would probably suffer some damage.
Yeah, I mean, an air mattress you don't ever want to use again because you're not. Just straight up, you're not. So they come running back up. They believe him to be deceased. And they're like, no, he was probably just playing a prank.
Yeah.
We'll find him. Don't worry. They go looking for him. They can't find him. Then the water goes off. And two of them go to look for the well. And they fall into the well. And then Biff is out walking. He sees a snake and gets strung up,
like a trap.
Running away from the snake in some sort of weird trap, which, I mean, for Biff, I mean, yeah, he did catch his end there, but in the moment, better for him because that snake was as well gonna get him. That definitely did not look...
Yeah.
Like a nice, friendly snake.
No, he looked a little pissed.
Yeah. Not like that his house had been messed with.
And when they're, so the well part, they end up in the, she asks him to get water. She goes in, falls in. There's no way I would have not been able to get back up on the rungs. So she climbs down on the rungs and then sees bodies.
Yes. Jen. Okay. Once again, sweetie. I understand that you might not have ever met rich East Coast white women. I was impressed. She even had an ounce of her millitude to go down there. So the fact that she couldn't get back up was not shocking at all. Not shocking at all.
No, I was definitely shocked that she was actually like...
Record during the day, they said. It'll be fun, they said. that's going to happen again soon because he's only got 7% left. So.
Okay, it's fine.
It's fine. Yeah, whatever happens, happens. I'll kick him into the other room.
So I was impressed that she went because I was like, she doesn't seem like the type that would do it. And he let her. Now, that part, I was like, yep, that sounds that he would go ahead and let her do that.
He doesn't attract for a man like that.
He was like, okay, well, have fun.
It's hard to get the water.
Yeah.
I was like, you were hoping to get lucky out by the watershed.
Totally. Totally.
Wait, was that Cousin Nick that went with her?
No, wasn't it the preppy guy that said that he sat by her in school, like the guy with the accent?
Who wants the job? So she finds bodies down there, plural.
And this is where it picks up. This is where it's like, okay, now it's starting to go somewhere.
Biff, like I said, he's hanging and he gets, you see a person with very large boots walk towards him, murder him.
Oh, I think his head is in the well. Biff's head is in the well.
Oh, did I conflate the two scenes?
Okay. No, I think they happened like back. So it's like they were going back and forth. And then I think that's how it went. And then, yeah, she sees Biff's head in there and the first girl that got for the baby sounds.
Yep. But I'm okay with her. She was weird. who invited her? I mean, we know who, but why? I'm going to circle back to why.
Yeah.
The end of this movie, too. So now the night is really ranking up, and we have the group. Most of the group left, though. Three are dead. We have most of the group left.
And the girl's traumatized. She's obviously done the post-trauma shower, and like her hair is wet, and she's crying on the table. And then they have the cheesiest scene where the girl puts the water in front of her and she jumps and she's like, not water. I was like, wow, guys.
Wow. So now they call down. They finally get a line down somehow. And the guy says, okay, I'll send up a flare. When you see the flare come down, do not separate from each other. And what do these fuckheads immediately do?
But on this phone call...
Wait 30 seconds.
This is where... So at this point, they think it's Brock, the first guy who got smashed by the boat. They're like, oh, he's coming after us for getting smashed. And he's talking to the sheriff, and the sheriff's like, he's here at the hospital with me. He's been here the whole time, so it's not him. So now they're... Now they have no idea what's going on.
Yes. So they're... they're trying. They're so, okay. So they find out that.
Yeah, I just saw that.
they find out that he's still there. So now they're like, well, fuck, who is doing this? And they're like, told once again, we'll send somebody, but don't separate. Oh, I immediately separate. Well, yes, pretty much immediately. They all talk. They start talking about the stuff. Muffy goes off somewhere. The other girl goes off. What's his name is locking up doors. The rest of them come back into the room. Muffy comes upon the other girl in her father's study and acts real weird about that.
Yeah.
Basically alluding to the fact that they could be stuck all night here with the killer, that nobody could ever come. Mm-hmm. The girl sees a picture of two young children at the house, not just Muffy, which she finds very weird because she's never heard of Muffy ever having a sibling.
Yeah.
So she's a little freaked out by that. She goes back into the room, and now the whole group is talking about the stuff that they had found in their rooms the night before. How the girl with the crying baby had been arguing with Muffy about that. That the stuff that was left in their room seemed oddly specific and hurtful.
That S&M stuff.
Weird. Etc. Muffy comes in, and she is the first one to be like, I'm going to my room. And he's like, but we were told. And she's like, well, this is my house and I'm going to my room. Okay. Now, idiot number two is like, they're all like, idiot number two is like, I'm going to go up to the roof to see. The other ones, like, the other two are like, she's like, I'm going to my room too. She's going to pack. She's like, I'm getting the fuck out of this situation. Something's happening.
Which I get the sentiment. However, how?
Where are you going?
What is your plan? I totally get the sentiment. I would have been in the noped out mentality as well. However, I'm not packing my bags because I need to get out now and be light as possible. But also, there is absolutely zero way for you to get out of here.
Yes, zero.
So what are
you going
to do?
You don't know where the keys to the boat are kept.
But I get it. She wants to get out of there. Okay.
She's not doing well. She is told to calm down. He starts making S&M jokes. He lays down on the bed with a mask. She's still packing. She comes back in. And his hand is on his area. But you can see there's no penis. So first of all... If his hand was there and nothing's sticking out, I'm not impressed.
That's bad. Yikes. Nobody wants that. But also, it's just one of those scenes where you can just tell he's like, because it's always when the person keeps talking, and you're like, oh, he's dead. He's dead. For sure dead.
But, well, okay, I'll keep that for when we talk about the end of the movie. Go on.
No, that was it. And then she discovers he's dead.
He's dead.
And then she gets got. By somebody in the closet.
Right.
And then we flashed Kit. Oh, go ahead.
No, she gets got. I mean.
Meanwhile, Kit and her boyfriend are looking around, right?
Yes, they are looking around. They are doing some inspection. And they come across
things. They're in a basement.
Information. Yeah. No, they're not in the basement yet.
Oh, okay.
They are in the upstairs. One of the other ones, they come across one of the other ones murdered. Then they come across the sex couple.
Oh, it's they find him tied up in the... They find him tied up.
They come across the sex couple. She wants to find Muffy. And he's like, no, we're getting to that boat. Then the flare goes off and they're like, we're running for it. Mm-hmm. They get down to the boathouse. The boat is there. No one's on it for them. Which is weird as fuck.
Yeah.
And they find a letter in which it is revealed that Miss St. James, Buffy's last name, has been locked up for 3 years. She has broken out. She's considered extremely dangerous. They're like, but that can't be Muffy. Muffy's been with us every day.
At Vassar.
So now they realize they don't have keys. He says, but there are keys back in the kitchen. They run up to the kitchen, the house, but all the doors are closed. They see an open basement door, we had seen Muffy open at the beginning of the movie when she was setting up saying this has to work to that woman. Mm. Oh, they had found the weird dolls in the attic.
That was setting up the murder scenes.
They found the guy hanging with your dolls in the attic.
They were set up all the murder scenes. That's how they knew to go look for the couple because it was them on the bed.
Yep.
Okay, yeah.
Yes. So then they go through the basement window and they see all this writing about somebody also named Buffy. Then they pan on eyes poking out of the world's creepiest
portrait.
Damn, Dorian Gray, what the fuck was that?
And then he's like, go pull it away. Excuse me?
Good sir, no, pull it.
That's exactly what I said as soon as he said it. I was like, you don't know
work in this movie.
None of these men are chivalrous at all. Like, I was
you
not.
You go pull. This person. That's definitely dead eyes behind there, but you go pull that one.
I was not attracted to any of these. They were all so wussy. And he said it to her twice. Because she was like, I don't want to. And he's like, go pull it away. Okay. I don't think
Thank you, good sir. No. No, but thank you. I just would have been like, no, let's leave.
Yeah.
Muffy's head comes tumbling down. And they go running for it. They find her burnt clothes. They go up to the kitchen to try to find the key. Muffy gets them. She's coming after. He gets locked in a closet. She's coming after her with a knife.
And then they're yelling, I love you. Like, so she's getting chased by a murderer. And all he's doing is yelling out, I love you, Kit.
I love you.
I was what is happening right now? I would be pissed. I'd be so pissed.
But at this point, okay, well, we'll get there in a minute.
But
we'll get there in 30 seconds. So let me just get there so I can actually say all the things I fucking want to say. So she backs through the door. Everybody's sitting there.
Everybody.
And she realizes it was a prank the whole time. At what point in the movie did you know it was a prank the whole time?
When they revealed it.
Oh, mine was when the dick was cut off. Because if you cut, and especially those arteries, the blood is not going to pool like that. It is going to have immediately started spraying. She would have seen it down his leg immediately. And it would have been pooling the whole time she was sitting there talking to him.
Oh.
That was the minute I knew it was faked. Because the blood was faked.
See, I don't pay that much attention to biology or things like that. I would have just thought it's an 80s movie and they didn't care enough.
But once again, I guess because of the name of the movie, I'm looking for it. And then also Muffy has shown herself to have been, like we said, a prankster.
Yeah.
That was the moment I'm like, oh, Muffy's doing a prank.
Yeah.
Still didn't know why, but yeah. I knew at this point a group prank was happening on these two. Didn't know why, but that was when I was like, oh.
Yeah. And it was, I wasn't like, oh my God. Like, it wasn't like a super reveal where I was like shocked.
Right.
Like, oh my God, that was such a, it was good. It was decent.
Pretty fun reveal. And I thought the actress who was got did a very good job of being rightfully so annoyed by the motherfucking situation.
And she didn't immediately go in. She didn't immediately go into, I'm safe. It's okay.
Yeah,
she was still unaware. She was like, what's happening?
Yeah.
She was still like on her jump. She was ready for anything.
Yeah, and I liked that about her. And then we just all have a good laugh, and she reveals that she wants to keep her mother's house and turn it into a murder mystery.
And the boyfriend gets let out of the closet. Apparently he was locked in there by Brock, who was the guy that got the face damage in the beginning. Okay. He was there. He peels off his special effects makeup and puts it on him. He's still freaking out. He's still screaming. I thought that was actually hilarious. Because he also wasn't just magically okay. He was like, this is not okay.
Yeah. So,
I thought it was. Go ahead.
I thought it was well done.
Yeah, I liked it. And I thought her reasoning for it was decent. It wasn't like just a prank for prank's sake.
Right.
So I thought that made it a little more palatable.
That's why I liked it, because it was very sound reasoning. Like, guys, and the fact that it was that, not like she just wants to get richer. She was told, if I want to keep my mother's house,
that I have to maintain it. She
clearly adores, it has to earn a revenue for me. Mm-hmm. And I thought her wanting to go outside the box on how to do that was also very cool.
Especially like for our group, like that's a chick I'd want to hang out with.
Yeah, that's
a murder mystery weekend. Yeah, and she did a
once again phenomenal still the job. The one with the baby sounds sitting there.
Yeah, stick up her butt.
What is her deal?
I don't know.
Still to this day, I want to know.
I was also it sounded like I was trying to understand. I actually want to watch it again now because of the ending, and since I rented it, I'm like, I'm going to watch it again and look for those things. And pay more attention, like I said, because in the beginning I was bored to tears. But was she recruiting them as they were getting got? Or did they all know before they got there? I couldn't tell, because the way they were talking, it sounded like her brother. Then it turns out her brother's the twin.
Her brother's the twin.
It sounds like he knew from the beginning. And then they were telling people.
He knew, and he roped Biff in for the one and only prank.
Yeah.
He thought that was, he knew everything.
Mm-hmm.
Biff thought that was the only prank.
Mm-hmm.
The knife prank.
Yeah.
Then she had roped the captain.
And the sheriff.
The sheriff and the boat hand in long before. So those four were always in. Then she roped each of them in as it was going.
Okay. Yes. That's cool. I like that. Because even though the scene looks...
Everybody got roped in as it was happening.
So all the scenes that we thought they were getting killed was them being told what's going on.
Legitly reacting to what was happening to them.
Yeah. I thought it was a fun movie. And
then
I'm like, but are they going to like try to really make this a horror movie? So we see her, Muffy's drunk now. They were celebrating...
Right.
Spraying champagne. I
love that they didn't.
Yeah, so Muffy goes into this bedroom, and she sees the jack-in-the-box
mm-hmm.
on the bed, and you're like, oh no, and she's totally drunk, and she tries to not do it. But
I just assumed it was somebody playing a prank on her back from the original jack-in-the-box.
Yeah.
Who made that original one? Jeez.
Yeah. And, then the murder.
No, seriously, who made it? I'd like to get it for TJ.
No, for real.
If anybody knows, shoot me a line.
Someone can replicate it.
You know who I bet in our group would know where to find that? Derek.
Brent or Derek.
Or Derek.
Or Brent would make it, possibly.
That's true.
He made that, the Midsommar.
Oh, yeah.
Bear thing. That was cool.
Yes.
But anyway, so then she's on the bed, and you see a killer. When it pops up, a killer comes and slices her neck. She's freaking out. She thinks she's bleeding. And then you find out it's the uptight chick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she says...
And Ed just goes, the second she's screaming after her throat gets slit, he's like, you wouldn't be screaming. He's like, well, that's not real.
Yeah.
Like, yes, we know the whole premise of the movie. Thank you.
So it was just a fun little last scare that they threw in there. And then the little winky other Jack in the Box. I thought that was cute and fun. Yeah. The little Jack in the Box winks, goes to black, and it's over. I agree. I thought it was a fun movie.
I didn't expect it to be more than what it was, so I think that's right. Why I enjoy it. It's
called April Fool's.
It's exactly what it markets itself as. Yeah. Exactly. No question about it. It's 100% mm-hmm. what it markets itself as. And sometimes I love when a horror movie ends on a very light note like that.
Yeah, and you know she's going to be successful. She did a good job with the prank. Yeah, I liked it. I liked it a lot. And I like I said, the reveal, I don't think I was paying enough attention to have caught on to the whole thing being a prank. But I liked that even though it was a reveal, it wasn't like a major, like, oh my God, I can't believe that's what it was. You're like, oh, yeah. You're like, that makes sense. That tracks.
And I loved how they were all sitting there for a hot beat before she called them out.
Yeah, they didn't even, like, look at her and say surprise. Yeah. They were just, she's reading the book. They're all just doing their, like, they didn't.
But once again, the uptight girl at the entire point is just sitting there talking to the whole old man. She's just in that, child, please. Guys, I've also decided, so as a New Yorker, my catchphrase has always been, you're done. I'm done with you. You're done. I've decided when I become a Southern woman soon, it's going to be, child, please. Child, please.
Nice. That's, gotta get it in. Practice now.
Practice. Well, yeah, I gotta start practicing now.
So wait, what were you going to
say? Down in Texas in April.
What were you going to say about him yelling, Kit, I love you, in the closet? Like,
oh, I now realize I was wrong about that.
Because he wasn't in on it.
He was not.
No. So.
I realized I was in on that.
Yeah. So.
But if he really believes he's locked in there, what else are you going to say?
I don't know. But yelling I love you just wouldn't. I would just be like, I need to do something else. Okay. Yell at the murderer. Come get me. Come kill me or something like that. Try to distract him. Do something.
Gotcha.
Yelling, I love you to me just isn't, it's not helping.
I think Jen just doesn't like to be told that she's loved.
No, I just never Jen, have.
I love you. Hey, I love you,
Oh, is that what that feels like?
Yeah.
No. Hey, I've had it said to me in non-romantic way. I guess maybe once I hear it romantically, it'll mean something. I don't know. But for right now, where it stands, it's not enough.
I romantically love you. I'd marry you tomorrow.
Aw. And then we'll move to Texas.
I mean, unfortunately, I think that's coming with us. So, guys, if you heard that, it was not a stampede of elephants running through my home. Just one tiny toddler.
That's all it
what
takes.
They sound like, apparently. Don't know, really.
So, how many heels would you give it?
Oh, 8 out of 10, easy.
Mm-hmm. Same.
I mean, the special effects were for shit, but it was the 80s, so moving on from that, everything else was good. The
80s were
fun. I wouldn't have hung out with...
Not Nana, one of them.
But for the cast of this movie, they were fantastic. Mm-hmm. Actually, no, I can tell you exactly who I would have hung out with. The sheriff, the boat hand, and
the captain of the boat,
the ferryman.
Yeah, the ferryman.
Go to the bar and have a pint with any day.
Yeah, he seemed like a cool guy at the end when she revealed that he was in on it. Yeah. I love that he was like, I was up for the challenge. He was all excited that he got to be an actor. I was like, oh, he's cute. Cute old man. Oh, I can't. It's crazy that they even went to the point of having the sheriff at the, because he's at the hospital.
Yeah.
Because you see him talking to the guy on the phone. So that was pretty, this was very elaborate.
Once again, small town. Not a lot going on. We got time.
They're like, hey, hospital.
There was not an actual accident for the hospital to attend to. So
right, but they're like, hey, hospital, can we tie up one of your lines for this big old prank?
Yeah, exactly.
They're like, and the hospital's like, sure, there's nothing going on here.
Yeah.
Why not?
The town drunk is home for the night. Nobody's getting into a car accident.
Their Otis has locked himself up in jail. He's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are we doing next week? We're doing
let's see. I believe it's Splinter? Yeah. Splinter is next week.
Yes, Splinter. Very exciting.
Fun creature feature. I'm excited. Might try to do a watch party for it.
Oh, sounds good.
Yeah. Maybe we should try to do host a Horror in Heels. Host it as Horror in Heels.
Take that off air. And if you're in the Shutter Horror Fans group, Chris, Joel, we're looking at you. and you want to join that watch party, well, Jen and I are admins, so we'll put up a link on the page itself. Because we host these things, we promote these things, we do all the things.
Yeah.
We delete improper comments. We
do all the time.
All the time. Y'all really can't keep it together, unfortunately. It's a little pathetic. And that is all for this week. Anything else you want to mention?
No, that's it, I think.
I think we've mentioned everything.
Yeah. Happy April Fools.
Happy April Fools. I won't be pranking anyone, so.
No, not my thing. I used to when I was younger, just like little fun, stupid things. But and it's actually the day that this releases will be on April Fools. So woo.
Woo. Fun, fun, fun. I don't think I've ever pranked anybody.
I have. Just like me and a friend of mine said that we were dating to the rest of our friends one year. And they were like, oh, we had no idea. Because he and I worked in the same office, so we were
that's a funny one.
Yeah, that was funny. One year I tried putting salt in the sugar in the salt shaker, and my mom put salt on her eggs. She got pissed and made us eat the eggs with sugar.
as I would have to. Yeah, food tampering.
Yeah, it was like, all right, well, yeah, that went south. Yeah. Didn't go as it planned. Those are the only pranks I remember ever pulling for real.
No, I don't remember pulling any pranks.
But I never do ones that are like dangerous or might get someone super like messed up.
Okay. So
all right, guys.
Okay.
See you next week.
Bye, beautiful.
Bye.
Okay. Bye, TJ. Bye.
Bye, TJ.
Bye.